Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio with Ben and Michael. Well, the Dalai Lama, what's the story?
Do you know what? I thought he came into our building. He walked in, he was in his robes, he had nine different monks with him, he walked in, and I ran into our work and I said, you're not going to believe it, but the Dalai Lama has just walked in, and he went upstairs where there is a photo studio.
Yeah.
So I got our online editor and I said, look, go in and, you know, say hello and, you know. Anyway, as we go in and working up our strategy to work out how to meet the Dalai Lama, he walks past, and of course, it's the spitting image, but it's not the Dalai Lama.
It's the stunt double.
Exactly. But I'd like to welcome to the show Martina Sheenan, who's written a book, and in a chance meeting has actually met the real Dalai Lama. Hi, Martina.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Good. Now, you're a Brisbane-based author, and you've written a book about, how, I guess, to change lives.
That's right. We've been a Brisbane-based company for over a decade, and our chance meeting with the Dalai Lama led to a real change in direction for us as well. So it was a great event in our lives.
So where did you meet him?
We met him in Boston. Susan and I, my co-author, we've been running a business in Brisbane doing leadership development for many, many years, and we've always believed it's about individual change that creates corporate change. But through our own sort of quarter-life crisis, as we call it, we thought we needed a bit of a change in our lives, and we went shopping in New York, as you do. And at the same time, we thought we'd better find a conference to justify this, and we happened to go to a conference called Mind and Life. And it's about how the study of the brain is coinciding with Buddhist practice and how they're identifying that things like meditation and mindfulness are actually changing the shape of the brain physically as well as the lives of people who practice it. And when we went to the conference, we were lucky to have a meeting with the Dalai Lama as part of that. And it really opened our eyes to how brain science can engage people in new ways to this practice that is age old.
Now, your new book, Wired for Life, explores five key fears. Tell us what the fears are.
Okay, so there are fears that people will recognise, definitely. The fear of failure is one of them, and our avoidance of mistakes, but it stops us from taking a chance in life. It's not the failure that actually we should be afraid of, it's the fear itself that stops us. Another one that's very common and a lot of people identify with this is the fear of losing control. That need to have everything where we want it, what we planned. We commonly term people with this as the control freak. The fear of standing out, and that, again, we see it a lot. People don't want to step up and do a presentation, but it can be more simple ways in our lives that we fear sort of saying what we really think, and it's important that we find our voice. And the fear of missing out, which is very much about the scarcity mentality, that I need to have something and, you know, beat someone else to it so we can get very competitive. And the last one, the fear of facing the truth, which is a little bit more subtle, but we all commonly would know this as the victim mentality. And we see that growing around the world as something that, you know, blame and pointing the finger at others rather than taking responsibility for our lives.
What's the show, and you talk about this thrive and strive response. What's that all about?
Our brain is really our survival tool. That's what it's evolved to be, and it looks to protect us from things that can be threatening. So our threat response is actually, you know, a really positive thing when it evolved, you know, many tens of thousands of years ago. But in our world now, with this fast pace and all these things coming at us, often it will hinder us from taking the steps that would enable us to thrive in our lives. So our brain uses fear to stop us taking those chances and stepping out. And the more we understand the simple principles about how our brain works, the more we can actually be present enough to see that emerging in real time and say, hold on, I know that's just a brain response, but I'm going to make a choice here, a conscious choice, about what I choose to do in my life. You know, you actually say, I am making the choices. It's not my brain taking me somewhere. And I definitely have found my life to be much better. But I have to practice it every day. It's like exercise for the body. The brain's the same. It needs to practice every day. You can't just do it once and go, okay, I'm good now.
It's a very interesting topic. Look, thanks for coming on the show to talk about it today, Martina.
Thank you.
Author of Wired for Life. And for more details, jump onto mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.